Welcome to the Health Connective Show. I'm your host, Michael Roberts, and today I am joined by two longtime collaborators, Scott Zeitzer and Ashley Hohenzi. We're going to talk about the way that healthcare sites need to pay attention to their web analytics setup to make sure that they are HIPAA compliant. Scott, Ashley, welcome. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to the new show. This is a whole new thing, a whole new experience. So you may have heard us collaborate previously on a podcast called The Paradigm Shift of Healthcare, where we focus on how healthcare was changing to become more consumer-centric. Of course, we started that show about 8 or 9 months before COVID hit, so the phrase paradigm shift became much more profound. It had a completely different meaning, of course, by the time that we were through. So yeah, this is the new show. So welcome to the both of you.
Thank you.
So as this is a new show, can you start off, let's start off by, you know, having the two of you tell us what it is that you're doing. You know, we talk about, this is a show about healthcare and sort of like how we're kind of bridging the gaps and all of that sort of stuff. And P3 is specifically targeted towards orthopedic practices. Scott, I'll let you take it from there.
Sure. Yeah. P3 is something I came up with a while ago, and it came out of a lot of conversations I had with orthopedic surgeons. So first of all, P3, we only work in the ortho, spine, and neuro area. It came out organically, but we are, I'll say this without sounding too bad about it, but I consider ourselves to be fairly expert at this area of ortho, spine, and neuro. And the P3 came from really focusing on the three Ps, because you talk to a lot of surgeons and the people that work for them, and they start going off on a lot of things like, I want to be number one in Twitter or whatever. And I always kind of slow it down. I said, you know, what kind of...
Scott, it's no longer Twitter. It's moved on now. It's X.
You're right. It's X. Formerly, I think when I read the Times or the Wall Street Journal, it's X, formerly known as Twitter. So you're right. I want to be the number one Xer. Doesn't sound right. But that being said, you're right. But anyway, getting back to these three Ps, it's. I would always tell the surgeon or the office, what kind of procedures do you want to focus on? What kind of pathologies do you want to treat? What kind of people, you know, patients do you want to have? And that's what we do. We do web and online marketing for ortho, spine, and neuro. I'm the dumb owner for quite some time now. And Ashley, why don't you talk a little bit about what you do?
Sure. So I'm the P3 marketing manager. So my role is just to make sure that our clients have what they need for their marketing services, whether that's, you know, we're setting up an ad campaign, I'm coordinating with our team to get them a website, content, a little bit, plus marketing for our side as well. So social media, blogging, kind of everything.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything. Analytics, reporting, all the good stuff.
The way that I always describe Ashley, Michael, is I know the big picture of everything that needs to get done, but let's get Ashley on the phone so we can really explain what we're going to do and how we're going to get it done.
That's a good lead into the more specific of what we're getting into today. There's been a pretty big shift in the way that what a HIPAA-compliant website looks like when it comes to analytics and tracking information. There's been a number of different lawsuits. There's been a number of different cases that have kind of popped up in terms of people not being excited about maybe a Facebook pixel running in the background and collecting a bunch of information that then gets fed over to Facebook and gives them information that they don't need. So there are these major shifts that are happening. You know, Ashley, can you walk us through the details of that to kind of talk more in depth about what's happened there?
There are a lot, like you said, there are a lot of things that have happened. Probably the biggest being the HHS guidance on the use of certain tracking tools. They have not come out and said, you can't use Google Analytics. That said, a lot of the things that, a lot of the restrictions that they did put forth kind of would lead you to believe and lead you to the conclusion that you shouldn't be using Google Analytics. You can, if you are very careful about what you're tracking and how. And a lot of it is somewhat, I guess, open to interpretation, right? Like, as far as what would be considered PHI, what could be tracked, what wouldn't be tracked. But, you know, some people are even saying, like, you could go down to, like, make the conclusion that, say, if you have their IP address and they went to a page that was focused on treatment, which is, like, 99% of a practice's website is focused on getting someone treatment. is that PHI? You know, certainly contact forms, appointment request forms, those are kind of obvious answers, but there's even suggestions that it could be farther than that. And so that's where it gets really iffy. And you mentioned the Facebook pixel as well. That has been specifically called out. A lot of organizations have gotten sued over the Facebook pixel. That's a lot easier to not use. You can track that other ways. But yeah, Google Analytics is a lot trickier. And it's kind of the go-to for analytics, right? Because it's free and it's kind of what everyone uses.
Yes, definitely was the baseline standard. It still is the baseline standard.
Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of other industries that aren't healthcare where that could still make sense. In healthcare, it's a little tricky. And there's also, so the HHS hasn't said, like, you can't use Google Analytics, but Google itself has said, hey, we're not HIPAA compliant. We're not going to sign a business associate agreement, which is a key component of using any kind of tracking service. So with that being said, you've got to start thinking about alternatives.
When I was up at OSET, the Orthopedic Surgery and Emerging Technologies meeting, you were there with me, I spoke to a lot of surgeons, and it's funny about how you know the details and I only know the big picture, as I mentioned before. And one of the things that I basically said to a lot of the surgeons who were not aware is I basically said what you just brought up. Hey, try to get a business associate agreement, the most basic thing you can from Google. They will not provide it because they know they can't. They can't legally provide it. And that's a big warning sign. So from a industry standard for, you know, all industries as a whole, sure, Google Analytics is definitely a standard. But I think when it comes to online marketing and medicine, I don't see how they're going to maintain themselves as the standard. Michael, what do you think?
Talking about it being a standard, you know, for smaller businesses, smaller systems that don't use something like Adobe Analytics or use something like a variety of other systems. And we'll probably talk a little bit about the one that we use, which is Matomo. But there are a number of different systems out there, but man, free's hard to beat, you know, and when it is done well, like analytics is a good product. They've made people frustrated with all their different changes. And there are reasons to use it or not, depending on like what your business is, but there are a number of different reasons to use it or not. We'll keep it that simple. Yeah. Scott, you talked about like, hey, there's a lot of people that aren't actually aware that this is a problem. This is something that does need their attention. And, you know, sometimes I think that everybody just thinks like, oh, well, whoever my provider is, they're probably thinking about this, right? Like they've got it squared away somewhere. And it's a very generous, maybe assumption on behalf of a lot of people. But, you know, this is something that we, you know, the three of us work together in this under Health Connective. There's Health Connective and P3 kind of all in the same company. So, you know, this is definitely something that we've been talking about quite a bit. The whole concept of HIPAA compliance is very important to us, all of that good stuff. So, okay, we know we've got a problem. Google Analytics isn't going to be our long-term solution. You know, I want to just talk some about like what we chose to do and how hard it was to do that because it was like, great, we're going to make a change. Oh man, this was not an easy thing.
I remember like, you know, being the owner going, come on, how can this be? And now, you know, I go to this meeting where I really do know most of the people there. I've been doing this for a long time. And they all gave me that look like, come on, man, how can this be? Like, no way. And I'm going to tell this to everybody listening, whether you're a customer of ours or just listening to the conversation, please slow down enough to email, pick up the phone, whatever, your current provider of your hosting provider, your web developer, whatever, and ask them specifically, you know, how are you doing analytics? And are you using Google Analytics? And again, I'm not a lawyer. I have a daughter who's a lawyer, and that doesn't count for anything. But I'm telling you, it's not HIPAA compliant to use Google Analytics. And so we had to stop everything we were doing and make sure that we were going to be HIPAA compliant. And so anybody who's a customer of ours, you're good. But if you're not a customer of ours, and this is not some scary thing, it can be done. But you got to go talk to your provider about how to get around it. Ashley, why don't you talk a little bit about what did we have to do? Because it was a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess first we had our lawyer review the guidance, and he suggested we should stop using Google Analytics. There are ways we looked into, there are ways to modify how you're tracking information. We just found like you would have to pare it down so far that like it wouldn't even be meaningful information at that point. You're not getting any kind of conversion information, anything like that. So it just was not as useful. then you start looking into analytics providers who will sign a BAA, which is very few and far between. It's not just a Google thing. So just to make that clear, it's not like even you mentioned Adobe Analytics, they won't sign a BAA either. So lots of even paid tools don't do this kind of thing because they don't want to assume the risk, you know, rightfully so, maybe. So we found a service called Matomo. And while Matomo itself, the cloud hosted version that you could get through them, or you would pay them for the service, that version is not HIPAA compliant, but they do offer an option to self-host it. And so we were able to host our own version of Matomo on a HIPAA compliant server. So that makes it HIPAA compliant because the server is with a company that will sign a BAA with us. And so that was the way to do it. And that's a really simplistic explanation. There's a lot of, even that beyond what I could do. Yeah.
That's a good place to pause for everybody to kind of suck this information in. It's like, we found an alternative service, Matomo. Great. We thought, oh, we're done. No, we're not. Now we've got to get Matomo on our own server that we have to get certified as HIPAA compliant. So when you're asking, like, how are you checking my analytics, everyone out there? It's like, oh, well, we don't use Google. We use whatever. It's like, well, are they HIPAA compliant? Are you on your own HIPAA compliant server? Those are good follow-up questions. I'm sorry to interject that, but I think it's important because a lot of people are listening going, oh, no. Really? I've got to worry about this? But yeah, you do. If you're doing online marketing and you're most practices, a small business just trying to figure it out, the easy out was the free service of Google Analytics. It's not available to you if you want to do analytics. So yeah, we came up with a solution. We're not the only people out there, I'm sure, who came up with solutions. But so we got part one, Matomo, part two, our own HIPAA compliance server. I think I want to make sure everybody is clear on that. There was a whole different thing we went down through. Michael, what are we now? Are we now certified HIPAA compliant people or something? What are we now?
One of the things that is tough about this is that this is something that medical practices needed to worry about. Jared, who is the producer of our show, he and I were talking about this topic coming up, and he was talking about some different healthcare events that he's been at this year, where this was also the big topic for hospitals
and for very large organizations.
Yes. You know, this isn't just something that like everybody that was using something small had to go figure out. This is a healthcare-wide kind of problem. And the big difficulty here is like, yes, analytics needs to change, but especially if, you know, depending on the level of sophistication around your advertising, this is where it really gets into that identifiable information. You know, like Bob Smith came to this website and then on Facebook also clicked on this ad and then came back to the website. And all of that activity, right? Like that's the activity that we are, as an industry, trying to move away from tracking so specifically.
Right.
You know, not necessarily that Bob Smith did it, but a person that may be of this demographic, that may be of, you know, you're trying to go to these kind of like more cohorts and more kind of like broader assumptions so that we're not like looking at each individual person and kind of pulling that information out. So this is a bigger problem. I don't want to, again, this isn't like a scare tactic and like everybody run for the hills kind of thing, but it is something that the industry is really needing to think about and really trying to play with here. So yeah, so that is me interjecting and leading away from the ongoing saga of us trying to figure out how to get ourselves in a good spot and our clients. So yeah, so we had the server set up and then we're kind of throwing around these terms like being HIPAA compliant. And that's not just something that we can decide. It's actually something that somebody else needs to help us figure out if we are or aren't. So yeah, actually take it away.
As we started getting into this whole analytics discussion, we were thinking about, you know, talking about, are we compliant in other ways? You know, we want to be able to say that we're providing HIPAA compliant services, but are we in fact fully HIPAA compliant? And so we actually, so the company that does our HIPAA compliant server recommended this group called Compliancy Group. And while there's no government level official way of saying like, yes, we are HIPAA compliant, they are a third party organization that will work with you to assess what you are doing in all aspects. And that's not just marketing companies or third party. That's even if you're a medical practice looking to assess your practices, they work with that as well. They have this whole system in place, this little dashboard that will go through all of your practices from like, what are your internal policies? What do your employees have access to? What are your employees trained on? Do you have BAAs with all the vendors that you work with? Do you have BAAs with all of your customers? In this case, because we are a marketing company that works with multiple practices, just making sure, do you know like what all devices do you have your employees have that have access to potential PHI? So they really go through everything that you do that could potentially touch PHI and make sure that you're either being, you know, that you have things in place to safeguard that information, that you have the right policies in place, that people have the right training. And then at the end, once you've completed that whole process, which took several months for us to go through everything, you do get an official seal of compliance saying that the third party organization has evaluated us and determined that we are making, as they call it, a good faith effort to be compliant. You know, no one's ever going to be perfect. Yeah.
What was the name of that company, guys?
Compliancy Group.
We paid money. We're not paid, you know, sponsored. Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, none of that kind of stuff. I'm just saying, like, hey, we paid for it. They did a very good job. They were available to talk to on the phone. So for all the practices out there going, oh, I can't believe I have to do this. That was a good group. They did a good job. Yeah, they held our hands well. And yeah, it did take time, but I honestly felt when we were done, like a sense of accomplishment that, hey, we are HIPAA compliant. We have a seal of approval, yay. But I think just as important is, yeah, we really are. Like there's a third party saying it and they were good at holding our hands. So there's a free little yay for them.
Yeah, lots of tools to help you track and continue to track things as you go forward. It's definitely something just as an aside, like, right, like Scott said, medical practices, it makes like the cost for doing that is like for the peace of mind that you get and knowing that if you get audited for anything, that you have everything documented, everything is documented in their software, it would be, it's very easy.
Again, from a really big picture, marketing a practice used to be a very simple thing, very simple, you know, and now it's, hey man, here's your website, here's your content, here's your reputation marketing. And frankly, if you really want to get anywhere, you really got to think pay to play, ad placement. And if you're going ad placement, then you got to like, well, how are we going to, you know, do return on investment? Well, we're going to have to do some form of tracking. Ding, ding, ding. You know, the bells start going off on HIPAA compliance because we got to do that in a HIPAA compliant manner. So these are the things you need to think about and why I always tell people when they're thinking about getting like doing online marketing or web development for their practice. I'm always like, look, man, you don't have to use me, but just make sure you do use somebody who's in the business of medical online marketing, not the local, you know, marketing team that's based in the city that you're in that I know you want to be a good guy and be local, you know, and all that other stuff. It's like, no, find someone who knows this business because, man, we can have an entire show on the American with Disabilities Act. Forget about HIPAA compliance, which is what this is all.
Absolutely. There are a lot of things that are pretty profoundly changing about online marketing sort of in general. I mean, I think that one of the big hot topics right now everybody loves to throw around is, and I don't think that you can go any conversation of marketing or anything like that without saying AI, at least somewhere in that conversation.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Gotta mention it. But, you know, like the way that search engines are changing, there are some significant changes. And so some of the things that you used to focus on as your marketing approach, bring everybody to your website all the time, bring it, you know, make sure the conversion happens there, all that kind of stuff. So many of those avenues are changing now. And so there are going to be, it's going to be harder and harder to attribute. Yes, because of some of these like HIPAA compliant needs and making sure that we're protecting people's information, but also just because, hey, Google's going to own more of the game. Maybe Bing's going to get their act together enough to own more of the game. Who knows? Like they're at least doing interesting things in the AI space. So there's a lot of potential shifts that could be happening here. So we're throwing out a lot of things about how, hey, practices need to be thinking about all these digital things to be HIPAA compliant. I moved to a smaller community within the past year and a half or so since we last podcasted together. And it's been hilarious to me. Forget digital things. Just the conversations that are happening in the practice where people are talking about a case, people are talking about information of like, you know, I can hear like, I can tell you what's going on in the next room, you know, like who the patient is and like what their case. So this is not just something that people need to evaluate on a digital level. Hey, this is at your very much in the practice as well. And Ashley, we didn't have nearly as many boxes to check because like our access to patient health information is still relatively contained, right? Like we're not going nearly as deep into this as some others are.
Yeah, we definitely have like the most we have some contact forms on the website. We do some call tracking, again, HIPAA compliant for people that have ads or customers, but yeah, we keep the access, like not everyone in the company would even know how to access, you know, the contact form information or the call tracking information. So a lot of that we do keep pretty locked down.
There's definitely a lot of things. There's a lot of moving pieces here for practices to consider. Definitely work with the groups that are going to help you figure this out. This isn't something that's easily done, whether it's digital or whether it's just, you know, in real life. And
right, train your staff. Yeah,
exactly. So Scott, Ashley, this is the start of a new podcast. This is something where this new show, one of our goals is to have people on fairly regularly to kind of talk about like updates and this kind of stuff. So I would love to have you back, and I'll bug the two of you enough to where you'll have to come back at some point. And we'll keep on looking at how healthcare marketing is evolving and what practices specifically need to be doing. So thank you both for coming on today.
My pleasure.